Ruthie is a clinical nutritionist with a master's in mind-body medicine, and she's working with the San Diego County Public Health Services. So, would you come on up?
Thank you.
We have a great chair right here.
If you want.
Great. Thanks, Janet. No worries. Thank you all for being here. The room is nice and warm with all of our body energy in here. So whereas the previous presentation was much more focused on the science of a specific study, what I'm going to be sharing with you is more of a community-wide approach to looking at food insecurity in low-income aging populations and how we can ensure that our approach is really taking into consideration nutritional importance of the foods that they're accessing. So nothing to disclose. So we'll be just reviewing food insecurity as it applies to the aging population, some organizations that aging adults can contact to receive food assistance, the process by which an aging adult would go about applying for the food assistance, at least 5 healthy items to incorporate in preparing easy, affordable, healthy meals specifically for aging populations, and then understanding basic nutrition education specific to this population. So in California alone, the elderly population is expected to grow more than twice as fast as our total population, with an overall increase of 112% between 1990 and 2020. We're already halfway there, and what that means is that when we have more aging adults, we're also going to have more low-income aging adults as that population grows. So the important thing for what we've been looking at in San Diego is that many seniors, number one, don't know the programs that are available to them. So that's issue number one, is increasing outreach to the senior populations. Many of them are now depending on Social Security benefits, very limited incomes, and especially those who are struggling with any type of disease, they're spending a lot of those valuable dollars on their medications. So, you know, by putting the emphasis on the health and the nutritional quality of the foods that we're increasing, hopefully we can also help them, you know, decrease the medications. So helping them access food assistance, ensuring food assistance is actually providing healthy food, and then also helping the seniors to understand how and where to use food assistance to select healthy options, and that includes farmers markets, grocery stores, and menu planning. So here's 2 programs that are included: the USDA, so the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. This is a great one. Many people don't know about this, and it's really easy to find out if your community has this available to your senior populations just by going online here. And seniors who access this program can actually not only buy fresh fruits, vegetables, honey, herbs, but can also use these dollars to purchase seeds. And so there's a lot of programs now working with horticulture and gardening for seniors as a way of staying physically fit, getting the vitamin D, being outside, and also using those seeds to plant a sustainable garden in their own yards or in community senior living societies or living situations. And then there's also the commodity supplemental food program. So I focused on San Diego. That's where this is all based, and so, but most communities also have hunger coalitions, food banks. Many have food assistance programs specific to seniors, such as the Angels Depot that we've looked at here. And Angels Depot provides nutritious meals for seniors living on $950 or less per month. How many people can relate to living on $950 or less a month? Right. That's not very much money. And so when we're looking at our seniors who are using that for all of their living expenses, most of them are opting for very poor quality food when they're going out and buying their own food. And then CalFresh, which is California's version of food stamps. So these are all the organizations that have come together to really say, how can we work collaboratively and across the community for outreach purposes, and getting everyone, all the seniors enrolled. The other thing I want to highlight is healthy hunger relief. So this is, I'm the executive director of an organization called Superfood Drive, and we work with food banks and food pantries to transform hunger relief into nutrition banking, healthy hunger relief. So really making sure that we have nutrition policies and we're getting the healthier foods in that then we can get out. Now, the reason I put that up here is that it's critical that when the seniors are receiving a box, if this is the only thing that they're getting, well, what is this going to be doing to their health and well-being, right? So we have to go further up the chain and focus on the system itself that's providing the food. Here are these small changes such as, you know, peaches in their own juice instead of high fructose corn syrup, beans that are not refried with lard. These small changes actually make a very significant difference in the health of individuals who are depending on these foods. This is a map of, so the dark green shows the highest rates of diabetes-related hospitalizations in San Diego County, and the red dots are food distribution sites. So you can see a very significant correlation in terms of rates of diabetes with food insecurity in our county. So what we have done in San Diego is we've actually created a collaboration between Feeding America, Superfood Drive, and then an organization called Leah's Pantry that provides nutrition train-the-trainer workshops that we work with all senior outreach organizations, domestic violence organizations, food banks, food pantries. And through this collaboration, we're actually transforming the hunger relief system in San Diego. And the neat thing is that because we have a partnership with Feeding America, this can then be scaled, you know, with other hunger relief organizations throughout the country. So what we do through this is provide the not only the healthy food, that's what the food banks are responsible for, but then the recipes and resources for disease management, since many seniors are already struggling with diabetes, heart disease, you know, different preventable diseases. So again, just focus on, we have the training, resources, nutrition education. Now, there's one site in particular that focuses on senior feeding, and this site will have up to 400 people. The site opens to hand out food boxes at 4 p.m. By about 9 a.m., the line is starting. So people are, and these are seniors who are, you know, around the block, sitting, waiting, spending their whole day waiting to get their box of food. Well, what a great opportunity to go provide on-site education, cooking demos, interactive, you know, even exercise routines. So this is where we're trying to see how can we best utilize, you know, infiltrate the systems that exist. We don't need to reinvent the wheel, but how can we just really insert into the current systems and improve those. I want to highlight SNAP, EBT, CalFresh at farmers markets, and I mentioned it before, but this is, as you can see, the little sundae there, the little blue dots designate that they accept EBT or accept food stamps. And then this, everyone write down that PPS website or take a picture if you have any community involvement, because this is actually how you as a community member can help your farmers market to accept EBT. And I think this is so critical because people who are on food stamps, to be able to go and buy fresh produce, fresh local produce, and actually have those dollars stay in the community, support the farmers, and get the access to the healthier food is just a really wonderful thing for, I think, all communities to move more and more in this direction. Okay, so there's many seniors who are receiving boxes, and then others are receiving just the actual, you know, EBT cards. So where do we spend this money? You know, so for a senior that's been primarily focused on, you know, there's different things to consider. So with the aging population, number one, they're going to be grocery shopping probably less than the rest of us. The meals they're making, they're not wanting to spend as much time in the kitchen. So the meals they're making, how can we make meals that actually, you know, last longer, can be for a dinner and a lunch the following day or even more meals than that. So where do we spend these dollars? And this is where we've devised, with that collaboration I spoke of earlier, grocery shopping and menu planning trainings that we can go in and train the staff and volunteers at all the different organizations that outreach to low-income adults. Or low-income aging adults, so that they're actually, you know, passing on this information. Hey, when you have these dollars, here's the best place to spend them. So this is a lot on all on one slide, but here's a few of our resources that help do that. And on the right-hand side, you see a cost comparison chart. And this chart actually helps show that price per serving, it is less to buy the healthier options. And this is a big myth to debunk with all populations because, you know, that's the first kind of place of resistance we come up against is, well, I know I should eat healthier, but it costs more. So these are all, again, these are pantry, you know, non-perishable items. And so this always kind of gets some eye-opening. And then we even have like kind of a mock grocery shopping experience that we can take people through. So it's, well, I would get this, but it's, you know, too expensive. And then they can actually ring it up and see, no, you know, it's not, because you're getting more whole foods. And all of these resources are available for free on our website, which I'll have the link up later. So access to healthy meals is key in prevention of disease and maintenance of health. Of health during the golden year. And I think that this is just for any organizations working with aging, low-income, aging populations in general, but especially with low-income, to have this as a, you know, the aging is already going to be a challenging process. And if you have preventable health diseases or health conditions, that go along with that, that's just an added stress for the individual, for the family. So healthy food, you know, using that as the first point of contact in terms of, Okay, so I just want to share really quickly what we've done here. So in San Diego, this community-wide approach has been to work with the Health and Human Services Agency, the Community Nutrition Action Plan, and in the funding that we've received from the state level to designate that the trained nutrition educators will provide 50 to 100 nutrition education classes over the next year. Well, that's actually a very small amount, but we have to start somewhere. And the great thing about these is that they can then be, people can attend these and then replicate that information. So it's working with the county public health department. It's also working with the senior community centers to host these trained educators who will provide nutrition education, information about the food assistance programs, including CalFresh, and on-site pre-screening and application appointment sheet. So this is a big one, is actually making the screening and the applications available right on site. Then there will be, wherever these nutrition education workshops were provided, there will be a CalFresh outreach community partner providing a follow-up presentation, including application assistance. So this is actually going on-site at the food distribution site, because a lot of seniors know that they can get their free meals, but that box may be once a month at best. It may be once every, you know, every other week. So on-site while they're waiting in line, actually doing the pre-screening to see if they're available for food assistance. Is really important. And then there will be follow-up in terms of discussing, so actually getting the seniors involved in discussing some of the larger systemic policy issues, which I think is very empowering. So I just wanted to give credit to San Diego Hunger Coalition for this. So this is superfoods. A lot of people say, what are superfoods? I just want to put that out there. It's foods with the most nutrient density per calorie. So it's not the foods that are inaccessible. It's foods that are whole foods, accessible to everyone. And these are what we try to teach to our seniors is that, you know, again, reiterating, food is medicine. So what we put in our bodies is actually going to directly affect how you wake up and you feel every day. Seniors are struggling with inflammation, you know, with arthritis, all these things that food really can have a big impact. So here's some of the top foods that we encourage stocking in everyone's pantry, but specifically, you know, working with our senior populations. And then from these foods, and these are just the top 10, we also put together, we have, I'd say over 50 different recipes that use five items max, so five ingredients at the most. And so then it's, you know, it's affordable, it's accessible. These are things to have on hand in the pantry all the time. Alrighty, so that's just one example, and I'm done. So thank you so much for your time.